co-author of the Senate legislation, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, while on the Senate floor explained the bill is mandatory disclosure with several options.
Text on package, a symbol, or an electronic link to a website. The legislation is clear that the link cannot include any text on the package that could be used to denigrate biotechnology. It will simply say, scan here for more food information. We also allow for websites or telephone numbers to satisfy the requirements for small food manufacturers, and we completely exempt very small food manufacturers and restaurants from having to comply.
But any substantial change to the Senate's bill by the House would likely postpone action on GMO labeling until both chambers return in September. American Farm Bureau Director Dale Moore says AFB wants the GMO labeling issue over before Congress adjourns for summer and Vermont's new labeling law prompts other states to pass their own laws.
My hope is that the House leadership is taking a look at what is the best, most efficient way, most prudent way for them to get this legislation considered, hopefully before they adjourn.
He said the bill is not the perfect approach, as Farm Bureau still feels voluntary labeling is better, but he concludes that's not the option we have in front of us.